chapter 21, Mishnah 3. By Shama Imring says, by Shama Magbien Min Hashulchan Atzamas Uklipin. One can take off the table by hand bones and shells. Ubeis Hillel Imring. By Hillel say Notel Es Atavla Kula Umenara. What you have to do, say by Hillel, is take the entire board of the table and shake it off. Okay. Now there's difference of opinion as to whether this is talking about bones and shells which are edible or not edible, completely inedible for human or even animal consumption. And there's also even one opinion that switches the Beis Hillel and Beis Shama around. So there's a lot of debate as to exactly the parameters of this, you know, of what Beis Hillel and Beis Shama are saying. So we'll just leave it at that. Ma'virin milvna shulchan perurin pachus mikazat. What you can do is if there's less than an olive's bulk of crumbs, so that wouldn't be fit for human, I mean, a person wouldn't normally eat that, but an animal would, we'll see now. The seya shel afunin, or the pods of peas, the seya shel adashim, or pods of lentils, you can move those, milvna shumachel behema, because they're animal food. Once it's animal food, so you can clear it off the table, because you could feed it to your dogs, let's say. Svoig, a sponge, right? Now, a sponge, if the sponge is wet and you squeeze it out, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And there's two opinions as to what the prohibition is. One says it falls under the laundering kind of category, and the other one says it falls under dosh, which is threshing. So how squeezing a sponge, the same as threshing? When you thresh, what you're doing is you're getting the kernel out of the chaff, right? Out of its surroundings, and you're getting the kernel out. So too with the sponge, you've got the sponge, and you're getting out of the sponge the water from in its surroundings. And that's how a sponge would fit into that category over there. So a sponge, if it's got a leather handle, then mekanchin bo, you could handle it on Shabbos. If it's only slightly damp and you're not going to squeeze water out of it, you could even like wipe lightly with it so that you're not going to squeeze out. The mlav, if it doesn't have a handle, ain mekanchin bo, you can't use it because we're worried that you're going to obviously squeeze the water out because now you've got to handle the sponge itself. And that practically for us today is the law. You can't squeeze water out of a sponge on Shabbos. The next two words, we're going to go with a text that leaves them out. We're going to textual emendation. We're going to leave that out. Nital b'Shabbos. If the sponge is dry, then it doesn't matter if it's got a handle or not. Then you can just pick it up and use it on Shabbos. V'ainu makabel tumah, and also it doesn't become unclean. It's not susceptible to ritual impurity because if it doesn't have a handle, it's not considered a utensil. And you remember, we've just mentioned it in passing, but we'll do it when we get to Tumah again, is that only a utensil can receive impurity. So if the sponge doesn't have a handle, not considered a utensil, therefore not susceptible to ritual impurity.